Ember Hope Youthville is looking for foster parents. Amy and Janine stop by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. Thought an easy way to start this up would be just talk about what is Ember Hope Youthville.
Ember Hope Youthville started over 90 years ago in Newton, Kansas, originally as an orphanage. And it was started by the United Methodist Church, and we have continued on. And we are affiliated with United Methodist Church, and we work with anybody, any denomination, or if they're not affiliated with the church, and provide foster care services throughout Kansas, as well as residential and some therapeutic services. So
we license and sponsor families that want to provide foster care.
Okay, so you guys are kind of like the, what would be a good way to put this, a mediator between the services and the kids that, or the families, I guess I should say, and the kids that need it, right?
We work with, we take children in that, and hope that they receive permanency either through their returning to their biological families or another type of permanency and help them through the process.
Okay. So, you know, if you're listening right now and you're thinking like, oh, I don't know, foster care, that sounds like it could be hard. What would you tell people that are interested in exploring more and becoming a foster parent?
I would say, first of all, go to our website, emberhope.org, that's E-M-B-E-R, hope.org, and either click on, you know, get more information or contact me. There's a couple different ways, and a local recruiter will get in touch with the individual. But as a community member, if you're getting nudged or you're interested in doing that, I would encourage you to follow that interest and see where that goes. These are children from our community, and it is our responsibility to step up and take care of them and help them heal and help them grow and hopefully help them go home, and if not, help them find a permanent family so that they don't, you know, turn around and stay in the system and return the cycle years later with their own children.
Sure. And there is quite a bit of need right now, right?
There is. There is a shortage of homes across the state. The entire state has a shortage. In the Hayes, Ellis County, Barton County area, there's a shortage of about 51 homes. That changes on a regular basis. You know, the number of children in care changes on a daily basis. The number of foster homes available changes from month to month.
Okay. And so, like, if somebody wants to get involved in this, what are the requirements that they need to meet to be able to become a foster parent?
To become a foster parent, they need to be 21 years old. They need to be able to financially provide for themselves. They need to be able to pass a background check, so they can't have any charges or crimes against a person, any violent crimes. Their home needs to be able to pass some DCF regulations, but nothing to get scared about. There's some pre-service training that they need to do. It feels very overwhelming. It sounds like a lot when you lay it on the table at one time, but as recruiters, that's our job. We kind of take your hand and we walk you through it step by step so that the families don't get overwhelmed and discouraged.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we are caring for other people's children, and so we do have a responsibility. It seems like a lot, and people say this is too much, but if you think about what you would want a family to go through that was going to care for your own children, it's not that much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's got to be hard to kind of walk that line of how much, you know, work has to go into it to keep people involved. But I'm wondering specifically, you know, like if, say I called you up tomorrow and wanted to become a foster parent, you know, how long could it be before I might have a child that needs help in my home?
Well, a lot of that honestly depends on the family and how responsive they are to getting paperwork filled out and items submitted that need to be submitted. The training takes about 2 months. And after that, a lot of it is up to the family. I have had families move from the first phone call to licensure in 3 months.
Okay. So not a long. I mean, you said long. I was thinking like 2-3 years down the road.
No. But some families make it take a long time, but it does not have to, no.
And, you know, I wonder if you just want to talk a little bit about, I imagine there is some trepidation for someone that's never been in this kind of a situation to bring these children into their home. What kind of support is provided to help them kind of make that transition?
Well, once you are licensed, it is our responsibility. We assign a foster care worker for your home, and they walk you through the steps. They walk. They're provided. We provide 24-hour assistance, so after hours on call. So if there are questions and things that you need after hours, we have people available to answer those. We partner with a lot of churches around the state who also offer support through donations and different things like that. We really can offer what the family needs. It really is based on the needs of the family. Sometimes families, foster families, have a great support system and don't need a lot of assistance, and others don't have that support system. And so that's where we wrap around the family and meet them where they need.
Okay. And there are different levels of need for children, right? Like sometimes it's just a temporary situation. Sometimes it turns into a more long-term situation.
Correct. There is multiple levels. We some families provide respite care. So when a full-time foster home who has full-time children need to maybe go on a trip or need a break, a respite home, we kind of describe it as like a glorified grandparent, where you take the child for a weekend and care for them, as well as we have emergency foster care. So when kids first come into the system, provide that initial placement. And then we have foster homes that do long-term foster care for the life of the case, till either they return home or we another alternative permanency.
Okay. And, you know, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about why choose your service over maybe something else to kind of get into foster care?
Well, I always tell folks to do their research. So how Kansas has structured foster care is the foster family has the right to choose what agency they are sponsored by. And I tell people to do some research. Also, agencies, foster care agencies, get to choose who they want to sponsor. But I think Ember Hope Youth Fill is, I would say, the best in Kansas because, A, we are faith-based, and, B, we provide a lot of support to our families. And while the outside system can sometimes get a little hectic, we provide a lot of support for our families, and we've had families with us for over 20 years. So that is resounding when we survey our homes of why they stay with us. It's because of the support and the services that we provide.
Okay, very cool. Well, we're very quickly running out of time. I want to give you one more opportunity to share your contact information, but anything else that you ladies think that the public should know before we go on?
Well, the month of May is Foster Parent Appreciation, and I just want to thank all those that have supported not just our agency, but have been a foster parent, present or in the past. Thank you for impacting the lives of children in Kansas, If you haven't and you'd like more information, please get in contact with us, and we'd love to answer your questions.
Very good. What is that contact information one more time?
The best way would be to go to emberhope.org. That's emberhope.org. And there is a, you know, there's a couple different ways that you can click on, you know, I want more information or someone contact me. And the local recruiter, which if you're in the Hayes, Great Bend area, that would be myself. Somebody local is going to call you. We have offices that cover the four corners of the state. So go to the website and click on the contact information.